Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
We already know it's been forever since all the winter teams were in the playoffs at the same time. We got them there right now. Then we've also got the Yankees in a homestand. They've got the Blue Jays this weekend after just coming off after beating the Angels and also a series of bringing Shohei Ohtani into town. You've got that. And then, Bart, on the other side of the weekend, we have the NFL draft, and that means perhaps we get closer to the potential, the anticipation of Aaron Rodgers officially becoming a Jet. Give me an odds. Give me the odds right now. Give me a, like, what would you say? Give me a percentage of chance that you feel the Bart Scott FPI of Aaron Rodgers being a Jet before Thursday when the draft opens.
I would say probably 70% chance that it gets done Wednesday before the draft, because I don't know if the Jets really want to be having to deal with outside draft business. They kind of want to know what they're doing, especially with this. Listen, this board is crazy, man.
Yep.
Tennessee goes crazy. Last year, they could have took the sauce. They went with Stingley, who was hurt, and they could have got a lockdown all-pro rookie cornerback, and they decided to mess the draft up. That's where the whole funny laugh that we have on our drop comes from. That was the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the Houston Texans, right? So now you look at this year. Already reports, they're not sold on the quarterback class. Okay. You got Davis Mills as your quarterback. But DeMeco Ryan is a coach who came from, you know, the San Francisco 49ers, where, you know, they got Brock Purdy, and they feel good about that. And so it's crazy to me the fact that you look at they can mess up the whole draft, because then it's going to be crazy people trying to go up, because if they think it's not a quarterback there, well, it's going to be a lot of people that believe in a guy like Stroud, who we believe is going to be the guy that they don't believe in. So if Stroud's there, and then you got at four, you got Kyler Murray and them, they're looking to move down. I mean, what if something falls to the Jets that they just didn't expect? Like, damn, there's Jalen Carter.
What, 13?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Okay. Last year.
Well, you're right, though. This has happened.
Last year, Cal Hamilton.
Yep.
Where people were saying he should go two.
Top five. Right. They thought he was a top five pick.
Where did he go? 14th.
Yeah, he went 14. Laramie Tunsil fell, and nobody saw that coming, but it was the night before the draft when that happened,
right,
a couple of years ago. There's always that one guy that tumbles. And because, and you mentioned it, he also has, coming into this draft, a lot of
– yeah, he was out of shape.
A lot of issues.
Yep.
That he's dealing with, and maybe that they'll just – people just keep passing on him. But
–
are you telling me that maybe on draft night we're going to have a moment like this?
Somebody always goes full Tropic Thunder. It's without fail. They always go full Tropic Thunder, man. And I'm here for it, because the Jets are in that position where they can take advantage of something like that, right? Because we got a quarterback top-heavy draft, right? You got Hendon Hooker, who could get overdrafted. Like, somebody might move up and say, give me Hendon Hooker, right? You also have you know, Richardson, who's a wild card in his game right now. And then you think that, you know, Will Anderson is the perceivably first guy that's going to go out there and get picked as far as the pass rushers. But, man, it's people that come jack up. And if somebody falls to the Jets, and it's one of those people like, well, listen, we'll go get that somewhere else. Just imagine if a guy like Will Anderson falls, right, and Jalen Carter goes to Seattle.
Crazy.
And then you sitting there at 13, you the Jets like, look, we can go buy this in we can go buy this in free agency. We still got people that's going to get cut after the draft, that's going to be designated for June 2nd cuts. Like, man, if you can get your outstanding player, remember Vera Tucker was there, and they moved back up to get him because they couldn't believe he was there. So, I mean, it's going to get interesting. But, you know, the Texans can set the table where we can see a wow draft, one to the likes we haven't seen before, with people moving up and down the draft, people trying to slide up to get people that they believe can help their football team. And it all starts with if the quarterback, because some people probably think that Stroud is, because of his size, a much mm-hmm. better prospect than Bryce Young. But if the Texans aren't sold on him, you got the Raiders who tried to move up already. You got it couldn't move up, couldn't get up high enough to get up there for the Panthers pick, where the Panthers are picking. Then you have Indianapolis, right? The Cardinals want to get the hell out of three because they got their quarterback, so they're trying to get assets because they're losing people. Man, this can be crazy. Crazy.
And it could, the craziness could begin with the biggest trade the sport will have, which is Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets officially.
Yeah.
If the Jets can get it done before. So that's what I'm saying. We have a weekend
They think the Texans might take Lamar Jackson. It's crazy, son.
Can you imagine that?
Wow.
Yeah. That's what's fun about this, is that anything can happen. But one thing that we feel could happen that, again, impacts us locally, which makes this big weekend of all playoff games, then turn it into, oh, and by the way, on the other side of this weekend, Aaron Rodgers is now a Jet. Like, think about where we are in New York sports compared to some other times we have been where it's just been depressing and desolate. Where right now, it's the epicenter, baby, and that's what makes this so much fun. But let me ask you a question. You being a guy who was an athlete here but didn't grow up here, we have mm-hmm. talked about this a lot. Well, actually, you know what? Let's hold that thought. Let's get into some other things right now, because joining us right now, as I promised, is somebody, and I've told him this many times. I probably told him the first day I met him. But when I was a kid, the first influence I had as an athlete was Bucky Dent, the home run, Yankees, all that stuff. But the first athlete that inspired me to, when I watched him, I'm like, I want to play sport. I want to be like that dude. I want to be like that guy. My first favorite athlete was Bob Nystrom. At 7-11 of overtime, May 24th, 1980, changing moment in my life, changing moment, I'm sure, in his life, changing moment Islanders franchise as well. The great Bob Nystrom, who scored that goal, joins us right now, a member of four Stanley Cup teams, and obviously the Islanders playing tonight against, in the UBS Arena, the new arena, the first playoff game against the Hurricanes. Bobby, always great to talk to you. It's thank you so much for joining us, first and foremost. How fired up are you about tonight's game, seeing that they really felt like the Islanders could have won game two?
I'm pretty fired up, but before I even go to that, I want to just find out how old were you? You thought I was your hero.
Let's see.
That was his past tense. You still are his hero. I rarely see my partner get flustered like this, man.
I actually was flustered there for a minute. I was on that date. I was a 8-year-old kid.
Is that right?
That's right.
Now I feel like an old man.
Not at all, man.
Well, it's great to talk to you guys. It's going to be an exciting night. That's for doggone sure.
Now, when you think about it, kind of going back to that run that you guys have. I'm from Hockey Town, so you know, I appreciate greatness and recognize greatness.
Bart's references
when I see
Gordie Howe, right?
Yeah, but you know, like, as far as winning championships and dynasties, rarely have we seen a team win four championships. What was the hardest one to get, and what's the one that you hold dearest to your heart?
Well, I think that the first one is always the hardest one. I think that it's a learning experience, you know, and I think that Tampa will say the same thing. You know, you have to learn how to win. And, you know, like in 1979, when we lost to the Rangers, I thought for sure that they were going to break up the team. But, you know, they kept us together, added a couple of pieces, and you know, we were able to win. But it's a whole different atmosphere when you're playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs as compared to the regular season. And you have to really learn that.
What is the pressure that comes with that? We talk about, like, right now, there's a lot of playoff games going on in this city with various sports, whether it's hockey or basketball, like the Knicks going into the Garden. And there's this anxiety that the fans feel because it's been a long time since they've been successful, and this sense of, I don't know if we trust you to win. And you talk about 78 losing to the Leafs, 79 losing to the Rangers, and that sense that they might break the team up. Was there that same feeling? Playing in your home building is supposed to be something that lifts you up and gives you that little extra energy. But did you guys have to get through that as well, that that anxiety that you might feel because you're home, you feel the pressure to win, but you hadn't really had that success yet?
Yeah, well, I think that the one thing that you have to learn is, okay, the playoffs are different, but, you know, the fact is that you've got to just have a little bit more of a calmness about you. You know, you can't be nervous. I mean, in the first couple of playoffs, I mean, I was throwing my guts up in the bathroom. and at some point in time, it just kind of falls into place where you're relaxed out there. Not really relaxed, but you're not, you know, on your heels worrying about making a mistake.
We're talking with the great Bob Nystrom, four-time Stanley Cup champion, the hero in 1980, and the Islanders, the first ever playoff game at UBS Arena, takes place tonight, 7 o'clock. Islanders look to get the W on the home ice against the Hurricanes. You don't want to miss full pre- and post-game coverage for Game 3 on MSG Networks and 10:50 a.m. as well. I know you've been into UBS already, but now playoffs is a different feel. You've had great success in that old Coliseum and how loud that place could get. Fort Never Lose back in the day. You guys were almost impossible to beat because it was just an intimidating place to play. They tried to build UBS very similar to the Coliseum. What do you feel when you're in that building?
Oh, man. I mean, first of all, it's just an absolutely incredible building. I mean, it's just fantastic. But more than anything else, they did, you know, keep the ceiling down a little lower, and they kept the fans a little closer. And, you know, like I kind of laugh because when I'm sitting up in the press box or anywhere like that, it looks so easy. And yet when you're down on ice level or in the first 20 rows, it's like so fast, you can't believe it. And the fans have been just absolutely fantastic. You got drummers there. You got, I mean, everything going on. And the fans are right into it. They bring everything that they had out in the Coliseum right into this new building. Now, plus, they get better food.
Now, the Islanders are on their heels. And this is a pivotal game. You might as well call it a must win. I can't imagine how much emotion it would take to come back from 0-3. You know, what's some of the adjustments you think that the guys got to make? Because they lost a heartbreaker, you know, the other day. You know, if you're in that locker room, what would be the message from you to them?
Well, in my mind, hey, listen, they played a hell of a game. I mean, they were ahead, for God's sake. So, and that's on the road. And, yeah, okay, they lost a hard one. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is that there's, you know, nose to nose, you know, right with these guys. So I don't think that they should be discouraged. I think that they just have to go out and play the same type of game that they played in their building. And with the fans, I mean, I think that it's going to really spur them on. But, no, I wouldn't be disappointed with the two, you know, losses because they can do the exact same thing here, have two wins, and they're right back in it.
Now, Bobby, it took the Islanders to game 82 just to make the playoffs. But this is a team at the core that we've seen get to the conference finals 2 years in a row. Like this, there's still a lot of pieces from that team that has done that. So despite the fact that they are the lower seed, despite the fact that they had to work all the way to the last day to make the playoffs, you know, do you feel like, though, collectively that there is a confidence within this group that, A, not only can they can go toe-to-toe with this team, they can beat this team, but they still have something left in them to prove as somebody that can try to contend for the Stanley Cup?
Well, first of all, I mean, I want to just say that, you know, I mean, they really missed the bad call, you know, in the game, you know.
I was going to get there.
He got hit. I mean, Scott Mayfield got hit, and he was right out of the play because he was definitely hurt. So I say that we should be pretty confident going at it tonight. You know, the team is playing better. The first game was a little bit of a it wasn't great, but the second game they played well, they could have won. So I think that they just got to go out there and play the same way. Goaltending is big, you know, so I think that he's going to have to come up real big.
I was going to ask you about that call and what you believe, because I've seen explanations that, well, Mayfield popped his stick up, so really he popped the stick up into his face, and so therefore it's not a call. But yet earlier in the game, their guy got high-sticked in a very similar situation, and they called that. So what do you see there?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. Exactly right. And so, I mean, he was out of the play after that. I mean, he was definitely hurt. Right. So, you know, I think that hey, listen, you know, we can complain all we want, but it's not going to be overturned.
What did you think of – you've seen a lot of different kind of goals in your life. The game-tying goal to me was something I don't think I've ever seen before. Below the goal line, it hit the goalie in the back of the head and went in. I mean, is it incredible to you to see what these guys can do with the puck now?
It's scary. I mean, it is so scary. I'm just so amazed by the talent that these kids have. You know, in our day, I mean, it was, you know, slugging along, you know, and everything like that. But, I mean, you see some things nowadays that we wouldn't even think about. And the coach would probably give a if he did, if we did it. But they're a different breed. You know, if they say bigger, faster, stronger.
It is amazing. I was telling Bart about, we were talking about the Bruins recently, and I was telling Bart about the series you guys had in 80 and how Clark, you know, God rest his soul, had that great story about how I knew I had to face Terry O'Reilly. I knew I had to do it, all that stuff. But there's another part of the story.
We talked about it. We talked about it before. The newscaster was the guy that really spurred us on. Because
tell Bart.
I mean, he was saying that they were going to run us out of the building because they would intimidate us. And Clark says, you take he was going to take O'Reilly, and I was going to take what's his face? I can't think of his name right now.
Was that the draw that you wanted? Or did he pick the favorable matchup for him and give you the hard sledding?
Yeah, no, I fought Winstink, and Clark fought O'Reilly, and you know, we were ready to go in that game.
But before you fought them, though, there is a story about the TV that showed that newscast that didn't survive either, right?
Yeah, that was the thing that spurred us on, is he said that we were going to get intimidated and lose, you know, mm-hmm. like in four games.
Right. And from what I understand, the television took a beating, too, because you weren't happy about that newscast.
It did take a little bit of a slide off the counter that it was on.
It might have slipped off.
Did you put it back up and say, hey, I don't know what happened. Don't add that to my bill.
Well, for some reason, we couldn't get much out of it.
Right. We didn't even watch it. I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, Bobby, it's always great to catch up with you. I love the stories, the memories, everything else. Thanks so much, and enjoy it tonight. I'm sure it's going to be a raucous atmosphere.
Hey, just do me one favor.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, say a prayer for Jerry Hart. He's in the hospital down in Florida with lung cancer, so he needs some help. So maybe just say a little
hands.
One for him.
No, yeah, certainly will. The great Jerry Hart, of course, from back in the days with the Islanders and the first cup. No doubt about it, Bobby. Will do. We've lost too many of you already.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Oh, my God. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
All right. Take care, guys.
All the best.
Send Jerry Hart. Hands.
So, Bart, you would – first of all – Dinahan said this before, and it's actually a great thing to say. If there were a Bobby Nystrom Award in football, you would have won it.
Well, I appreciate that.
I'm telling you, that's who he was, right? But then on top of it, Jerry Hart, you talk about another guy that, you know, was just, you know, a battler, you know, just to get back in those days, a really good player, part of the first cup team. And as I mentioned, Clark Gillies we lost last year, Mike Bossy we lost last year, yeah. Jean Potvin we lost last year, and now to hear Jerry Hart's not doing well, definitely something we keep in our prayers. But tonight, well, it's going to be fun.
Send a hit of the hands and prayers up for him.
No doubt about
Speedy
it.
Speedy recovery.
Going to be fun tonight. So once again, the Islanders and the Hurricanes, game three, that's at UBS, 7 o'clock. And again, you get full pre- and post coverage on Game 3 on MSG Networks, and you can hear it on 1050 AM.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Dougie Fresh tonight at the Garden. Fat Joe at the Garden. Knicks Cavs at the Garden. Rangers Devils at the Garden. Busy weekend at the Garden, everybody. And UBS Arena as well tonight. And Yankee Stadium. This is the best time, man. And then hopefully Florham Park will have a press conference. At some point next week. Bart has it at 70%. I will take 70%. I accept that. Because we need there to be some closure. Just so, Bart, that the lunacy of, you know, the third team. There's another team. That the 49ers are going to jump into this. Like, can we just...
And for how many quarterbacks do the 49ers need?
Never mind
Trey Lance, Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold was at the game last night in Golden State game. He was there. But the other part of it that I have to laugh at is that, did you just see the story of Calais Campbell told?
Man, I told you that Calais Campbell was supposed to meet with him the next day. Like, whatever, man.
Calais Campbell chose Atlanta. He chose to go to the Falcons. But what he revealed was that Aaron Rodgers was trying to recruit him to the Jets. The guy's all in, man.
But cut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Like, come on, man.
Why?
What I'm saying is I hate when everybody want to talk, oh, I almost was a Jet.
I would have gone.
Man, shut up, man.
I understand that part.
Like, miss me. Miss me with that. You were almost. Almost all right, on college. This ain't horseshoes.
Again, we thank the Islanders and we thank Bob Nystrom for joining. Like, you were right, though. You saw me flustered, right?
Yeah,
like,
man. A little razzle-dazzle.
I was a little shaky. I couldn't, like, I was just, I don't know.
Sometimes I bring
the he is me. You know, by the way,
Lindstrom's how I dream to be.
He wore number 23 before Michael did.
So he's the real. So he's the original 23.
He's the original 2-3.
He was a four-time champion. So, like,
you know what I'm saying? In a row. Can I also mention in a row?
Yeah, Jordan only did three in a row twice.
Which hot take will never be done again in North American professional major league sports.
Yeah, we thought the Lightning was going to get it done. I don't even know if the Bruins going to get one.
Not happening.
I don't even know if the Bruins going to get
four consecutive championships in the four major sports. Not happening ever.
You think the Bruins going to get one?
They could. They're good. You know, they could. But I'll tell you what, if that Ranger power play looks like that, I'll tell you what, they're going to be hard to beat. That good. All right, tell you what. We'll get the call stacked, racked, and ready to go. But in the meantime, you know what time it is, that part of the show. It is time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in a segment we like to call...
Audio Files.
The Audio File.
So we got some news today, Bart Scott, in the NFL. It's not great.
I know.
Four Lions players...
Where were they
learn? Including first-round pick Jameson Williams, were among five players league-wide to be suspended for violating the NFL's gambling policy... The league had an investigation going on. So Quintez Cephas, who is a wide receiver, and safety C.J. Moore were both suspended indefinitely for betting on NFL games. Commanders defensive end Shaka Tony as well, indefinitely suspended. The Lions have already cut those other two dudes. They're out.
James Williams ain't going nowhere. They got him for discount.
Williams and Stanley Berryhill. They're suspended for 6 games because they were mobile betting, so on their phones, at the Lions facility, which is against league policy. They did not bet on NFL games, though. Yeah. That part is important.
That's so stupid to me. Meanwhile, half these places are sponsored by DraftKings and FanDuel, the official thing of the NFL. But I can't bet on other stuff if I'm there. I'm there half the damn day. And what's even more discouraging, you know, Detroit has MGM Grand, has three casinos, Greektown and Motor
there.
City.
Yeah. Now, remember Calvin
and
Ridley.
You go to Windsor.
Remember, Calvin Ridley had gotten in trouble, and he admitted he bet on games as well.
And Miles.
He had to be restated. So here's Dan Graziano from SportsCenter just talking about the difference in these suspensions.
The difference between the suspensions is spelled out in the NFL's gambling policy. They found that the three players that are suspended indefinitely, they found that they bet on NFL games, strictly prohibited under the NFL's gambling policy for everyone in the entire league, players, anybody who works in the league, etc. What they found with regard to Jameson Williams and Stanley Berryhill was that they did not bet on NFL games, but that they did bet on other games while they were at the Lions team facility. And there is, in the NFL's gambling policy, it states NFL personnel should not engage in any form of gambling while in any club or league setting, including without limitation locker rooms, practice or office facilities, team buses, trains, flights, hotels, etc.
Why do you think that is? First of all, you guys gamble on the flights all the time.
What if you're in a parking lot?
It's just sports betting you're not allowed to do. But here's the thing. If it's not your sport and everybody else is allowed to do it,
you want to
bet on an NBA game? What's the problem?
It's stupid. It's dumb. And it's outdated. It's almost like their marijuana policy. It's stupid. And then they're going to change it. And then when it's changed, they're not going to be able to make it right for all the people that they charge because they realize it's idiotic. Mm-hmm. How can FanDuel and DraftKings be the official sponsor of the NFL and all this gambling partner, and I'm gambling on something other than
that?
That's
a bit hypocritical, isn't it?
Yeah, super, super hypocritical. It's almost like them saying you can't drink beer or something like about drinking beer, then Coors Light is the official beer. It's like the dumbest thing. Like, no, like you can't endorse beer.
When I played, you couldn't endorse beer. This is the official, like, draft. We have our draft party sponsored by, like you said, Coors Light. And we're serving Coors Light at this draft party, but nobody's allowed to drink it.
Yeah, though, the thing is, we can't say if we want to do endorsement with an alcohol thing, mm-hmm. like Coors Light, we can't do it. But Coors Light is the official beer, sponsored beer of the NFL.
It's the dumbest thing.
So you can make money off of it from the alcohol companies that sell all the alcohol, but we can't.
Well, the players, again, this is more about the idea of betting, and they're just saying gambling's okay for everybody, but not for our guys. And that's a weird message to send. Anyways, all right, let's move on. That's the news of the day in the NFL. The news of the day, football-wise, locally, involves Saquon Barkley. They talked about it on Get Up this morning. Like, it continues to be a mystery of whether or not things are going to get done. Are things getting icy between Joe Shane and Saquon Barkley? Here's a simple answer to Joe Shane's – the question to Joe Shane, the GM of the Giants, is – where did things stand?
No, nothing's changed since we talked, whatever that was, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. Nothing's changed since we talked at the owners' meetings.
But when they say whenever that was.
Yeah.
Like, how about Bart, if you ask me, like, how things going with your best friend? I don't know. Nothing really changed since we talked. I don't know when we talked.
Yeah.
Like,
that doesn't sound like
you're much of a priority if it's the last time we talked with 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Well, because guess what, right? The draft is coming, and they may be able to find one of his replacements in the second round, and then what will Saquon do? Because they have to prepare the fact that they can't get a deal that Saquon, believes is sufficient for him and what he thinks he brings to a team, and they got to protect themselves. Because if he decides not to sign it, or if he's not going to be able to get a long-term contract, it's best to get somebody that's going to play behind him this year that you can believe. Remember, it's so many good running backs in this league. Dalvin Cook's available, right? You got Austin Eckler that's available.
Yep.
You got all these guys that are available that we thought were top-tier running backs. Ezekiel Elliott's out there at 27 years old. I might as well just go into the draft and see if I can find me maybe not the next Saquon, but definitely the next Austin Eckler who you can win with, definitely the next Dalvin Cook.
That
those guys are there.
As much.
Right. And now I'm fiscally responsible, so I can go ahead and get Dexter Lawrence, who is harder to find a big athletic dude that can rush the passer at the defensive tackle position as it is to find an outstanding running back. Like I said before, Pacheco was the difference maker in the Super Bowl for the Kansas City Chiefs, and he was an undrafted free agent.
Yeah, amazing. So Joe Shane was asked if he expects Saquon to be on the field for Week 1.
Yeah, you have to ask him. I'm not sure. I don't know what his plan is. I haven't talked to him in probably 3 weeks.
Do you think he still wants to be on this team?
I haven't talked to him.
Bart, that does not sound...
Sounds like he's playing hardball.
Yeah, that's
he's
like
trying to act dismissive,
it's up
like
to
he's
him.
Not that important. Yeah.
It's up to him.
Yep. See, but this is the thing. If I'm Saquon, I'm like, hold up. You didn't have all this same energy with Daniel Jones. So clearly you think Daniel Jones is way more important to me.
He is.
So, okay, so that's fine. We'll win with him and without me then. Get me up out of here. And let's see how good Daniel Jones looked without me, because all his success coincides with me having great seasons.
And that's what I think – who was it that said it? That said watching film, right? Who was the opponent that said watching film? Was it Parsons?
Yeah, it was Parsons, Michael
right?
Parsons.
He talked about pay this man, because when we watch film, everything surrounds everything that Saquon does. So that's some icy stuff going on there with the Giants. You mentioned Dexter Lawrence. Joe Shane also was asked if he spoke to his reps.
So I talked to Dexter's representatives this week. We're in dialogue's good there. So, yeah, I've talked to him. I mean, it's hard this time of year. We're deep into the draft and the draft preps. But, yeah, we've had good conversations with Dexter's representatives. And,
oh, yeah, I talked
we'll
to him.
See where that stands.
Oh, you best believe you best believe we talked to Sexy Dexy.
I mean, it's Saquon, not a lot different.
Saquon, send him the voicemail.
Yeah.
Meh.
Like, send him the voicemail. How the change in tone – about one. One
you see
situation
how it lit up?
Versus another tells you exactly where things are. That's not a good sign. Not at all. All right, Bart. So as I was mentioning before we had Bobby Nye on, you're a transplant kind of guy. You're somebody that grew up somewhere else, but you played here. Now you make your home here. You're involved in sports here. And you've always talked about the idea how you're a fan of everybody. And we all us knuckle-dragging locals all tell you, you can't do that. I want you to listen to Eli Manning, who was on the TBS broadcast of the Rangers-Devils. And he admitted to something that will upset a lot of diehard fans in New York, and I'm sure none more than Don LaGreca.
Well, you can see all the kids are wearing their Devils jerseys and their T-shirts tonight. So we live in New Jersey. We come to a lot of games. And when we're in New Jersey, we root for the Devils. So that's how I'm going to word it. And when we're in New York, maybe other teams get rooted for a little bit. I'm kind of new to the whole hockey world, so feeling things out.
So he just basically admitted it. He's kind of like, I'm for sale.
Basically, who gonna give me? Who gonna give me free? Who gonna give me a free booth? Who gonna give me a free booth and my kids an internship? That's who I'm rooting for.
But I think for you guys, it's just a different thing, because your loyalties always lie with who I played for, and
where I grew up.
And probably where you grew up as well. Because I can't imagine you'll ever – if you went to Chicago, you'd never be like a Bulls fan, right?
Hell no.
You couldn't possibly.
I'd be on there fighting people.
So I got to imagine that Eli is just basically like, you know what, come to Devil. This is fun. I like this. This is nice. We go to the Garden. Yeah, I'll wave a Ranger towel. I'll have a great time. But deep down, does he care if they win or lose? That's nice.
We just dating. We ain't in no relationship.
Right? Like, it's just what it is. But you don't think that there's any type of, that you're not a fraud at all because you won't plant your flag with one team?
Nah. I mean, listen, I got the teams that I root for if they're playing each other. And I always say is they're the teams that are the underdogs, which is the Mets, Jets, and I go with the Devils. But, you know, I'm probably more of an Islanders fan. That's what I'm saying. I'm more of an Islanders guy than a Rangers guy.
So you're just the contrarian is basically what you're doing.
Yeah, basically I just root for people that people don't root for. Anybody can jump on a team that's popular, got the history. It's hard to be – you show a lot of character when you have a choice, and the choice you pick is the non-popular choice.
You can go with this or you can get with that. So,
you know what I'm saying? Dom Smith, stand up, baby.
Is that because you played for the Jets and the Jets are sort of the little brother in that – equation?
No, because I played for the Ravens and I was the big brother to the Washington Redskins.
But
that's
the
Redskins.
But they, yeah, but
no. So I've been on both sides. So it doesn't matter.
Wait. The Ravens, the Washington Commanders, which they are called now.
Yeah,
they have been around forever. The Ravens came in the middle of the night.
Ravens own that area. That Ravens. You look at that. When we go to DC.
Yep.
They tell the Redskins, hold on, wait right here. We got Ravens coming through. Trust me. The team has been more relevant for the last 20 years.
That franchise has been hated because everybody hates the owner and they haven't been successful.
But that franchise has
a history that goes all the way back to the beginning of the sport.
That's cool. At some point, you get your own history. At some point, the Yankees had a history that was horrible. But we don't remember that part, do we?
Very, very brief history that was horrible.
Right. So we don't remember the glory days of John Riggins and all that stuff in the Fat Hogs or whatever they call them.
Obviously, it's been 30 years since they won a Super Bowl.
Right. So the Ravens run that town. So they the big bros to them. They ain't did nothing.
Well, it's not a town though. Let's think about it. Baltimore versus DC.
DC
not really the same town.
Well, DC is like Bethesda, College Park.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, so it's the bigger part of Maryland. So yeah, they right. we run that, son.
We
run that, son.
Suddenly you're French. Sorry. So the fact that you played for the Jets doesn't make you want to be a Mets fan anymore, because because you didn't like that you were always in the shadow of the Giants.
I didn't feel that when I got here. I was we listen. I didn't grow up and have to be in the shadow of the Giants. When I came here, we was hitting off the rip. We was on Hard Knocks. We was AFC champs. We was hitting off the rip. Only had to get in the shadow when they won the Super Bowl.
Right.
So we was Gucci. I ain't sitting in no shadows of nobody. When I came here, we was the show. We was the show in this area. We was must see TV. We were the personalities. We were the charisma.
All right, so let's leave it there. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Ray. That's Audio Files. Because I want to see what people think of this. 800-919-3776. Is Bart a fraud? Simple as that. Because you know how Don feels about this. LaGreca has made this. This has been...
Is Don from here?
Like, this is scripture. Yes, of course he is.
But he's from here. That's why. He wouldn't understand.
So...
To be in port.
So those listening, do you understand Bart's point of view? Where he kind of believes he can root for everybody. But he does root more for the underdogs to be the contrarian. Do you find that to be fraudulent? Or are you like that too? 800-919-3776. I mean, it's good for business when New York teams are good. So for me, there's that part of me that's like, yeah, when everybody's good, that's that. Like right now, this is the best. We have so many great things to talk about. But if I make choices, I do make choices. Bart doesn't want to make choices. Is he a fraud?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bing bong. We've got a lot to do yet. We still have the Power Hour. We got to break down the game tonight, Knicks and the Cavs. There's a lot of stuff to talk about on that front. The Rangers just dominating that series with the Devils. I mean, what am I missing, man? It's just we feel like we've kind of gone all over the place.
We really didn't get
Islanders
it to,
tonight at UBS. Can they win?
Yeah.
Can they win to make it a series, please?
I think there's a lot to be said about this gambling thing, and if the NFL is hypocrites, yeah, I think maybe the people might want to chime in on that, though. You know what I mean? Because I'm sure they can understand.
Want to go full buffet?
Yeah.
Last hour full buffet.
Golden Last Corral. Can we get sponsorship? Can we get Golden Corral so whenever we have buffet?
Do you
Golden Corral.
Sizzler.
Yeah, yeah. That was more West Coast, though. Yeah.
Like,
I remember Old Country Buffet was where we, back in the Midwest. So we used to get when you get them. What's those dumplings, man?
Is there a Sizzler in New York City?
I don't think it is, man. I don't even know if Sizzler's still in business. I know Golden Corral is in every
apparently there is
small town ever in Cracker Barrel.
Is there a Sizzler? We need a good. You know what? No. There's no Sizzlers anywhere.
That's why I told you. I think they done. But I know Golden Corral's still banging. Because you go to Carbondale, you go in the middle of nowhere, corn country, Golden Corral, baby.
What do I do? Do I hit
you see people
Sizzler
showing up there?
Near me?
it's gonna be like Akron, Ohio.
Is it the closest one?
Go Golden Corral. I guarantee you. If you out in the college in the middle of nowhere, you're gonna have a Golden Corral, a Bob Evans, a Crackle Barrel, and an Arby's for some reason. I don't know why Arby's be surviving out here. Tell me this: when have you ever driven by Arby's?
Coast, man.
When have you ever driven by Arby's?
Arby's? Oh, there's an Arby's on my way home off the LIE in Queens.
Every now and then, if
traffic's that bad and I'm having a bad day, you know, like when
you're going to get a roast beef sandwich?
Like I'm going in and I'm getting myself a roast beef just to feel better about life.
I tell you, like Arby's, Hardee's, Checkers and Rally's, like those things are sparse, man.
It's so sad. There's no Sizzler anymore. Golden Corral.
We need to have our 2 o'clock hour when we say we open up the buffet. We need to have a drop and we need to be Golden Corral because I know Golden Corral is still going strong.
We got Golden Corrals in the Bronx.
That's what I'm saying. Golden Corrals, where's that, baby? Out in Carbondale? We can get Golden Corral.
We got one in Bayshore,
to sponsor the buffet.
Forest Hills?
I told you. Told you.
We got one in Huntington?
I know these things, son.
Oh, no.
I know these things, baby.
All right. We got to get the suits on this one. Because when we open the buffet, we're going to open up the Golden Corral buffet now. And then talk about
the special that they got there. I pull up to Golden Corral, bro. I'm telling you.
Let's do that.
We'll
do a weekly show at a Golden Corral live.
Where I went to school at, people were coming there taking their prom dates to Golden Corral. That's where we was ending up at, baby.
I hear you.
Oh, we were showing up there in a three-piece.
If the night ended well, you were either at Waffle House or Golden Corral.
Three-piece.
I miss Sizzler. Sizzler, when you had meal money, like when we'd have a road game, and you get meal money, and we stop at Sizzler, forget it. Like I'd be there all night. They'd be closing the place.
See, I'm from the Midwest, so we had a porterhouse.
Okay.
See,
I'm sure it's all the same.
It's like a steakhouse, but it's like all in one.
Yeah, man, I'm sure it's all probably the same.
For some reason, I want a Red Lobster cheddar biscuit right now. You just put that all up in my head, man. Let's move on, son. I'm trying to get right, man. You got me thinking cheddar biscuits.
All right, let's take Brendan in Albany. Brendan, what's up, man?
What's up?
You're right.
Listen, I love you guys. I love Bart.
There he is.
He's on crack. You live in New York in 2010. The Giants, the premier team. They always have been. They always will. You were not the premier team. You were in the shadows.
Bro.
You were going to Hess to get your gas.
Bro.
The Giants were the premier team.
Bro, I didn't. But you understand, I'm coming from Baltimore. I don't know that. I don't know any suffering as a Jet. As soon as I came in, we was hot like firecracker, baby. What I'm saying is I didn't feel that. When I came, Rex was a hire. It was a lot of energy. Same, there was a bunch of energy around Dayball coming here. It was like Rex because Rex was coming from an AFC championship. Rex had won a Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens. So when I came, it was a lot of positive energy. I didn't feel like I was less than the Giants, especially coming from the Ravens where the Ravens always kicked the Giants' ass in the Super Bowl. So I ain't never had to worry about none of that. So when I came here, I ain't feel none of that heat, son, because I was coming as a Raven coming to say the Jets.
I'll give you that. It was a good time for the Jets, but it was not the premier team in the area.
Okay. We're the popular team. We're the popping team. Like we was like Tesla. Like Tesla was the most popping electrical vehicle. And now they not, right? No,
Tesla. Jets with Polestar.
Oh, no, nah, man. Stop it. Stop it. Really? Really? What side you on?
I'm on the side of just starting trouble. That's all. Ooh, I'm just on the side of starting trouble. That's all I'm on the side
I
of.
Want all the smoke.
There's a problem is that I'm too now focused on
Do I need to call Jason Strahan, Jason Strahan now? Mm. Getting barbecue chicken in the Super Bowl?
Bring him on and talk to him about it?
Yeah, Seahorn.
Mm-hmm. I know who you meant.
We called him affirmative action in Baltimore.
What? Now, why would you do that?
Because he's the only white corner in football. What are you talking about? Somebody had to say it.
Once again, something that you said. But if I said it, Alan Hahn has been given a 3-month sabbatical.
His contract's under review.
Sabbatical. As he meets with HR, I'd have to put out the tweet like, earlier on the show today, I made a joke that was in bad taste and was poorly timed. I didn't realize that we were on the air when I said it and certainly doesn't reflect my true feelings.
I have plenty of black friends.
Bart says, and we all go, ha, 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 ha.
I have plenty of black friends.
So fun.
Tim, John, Jake.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.